Welcome to the Panther Den at Delta High School. I'm Mark Kander, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The girls took care of Central on Saturday, beating them 56-49 in a very competitive contest. Tatum Miller led the way with 20 points, while Erica Tuda contributed with 13 points and 8 boards, and Taylor Summers had 10 points and 10 boards. Tonight is a rematch from a game about 3 weeks ago that Delta lost 45-37 in Fruita. So the Wildcats haven't lost a game since that contest. As a matter of fact, they're on a 10-game winning streak. The squad continues to be led by senior Kylie Wells, head coach Michael Wells' daughter, who averages 9 points and 4 rebounds a game. We will take a look at the starting lineups now. Brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So we will take a quick pause, and we will have the playing of the National Anthem. After that, I'll get to the lineup for you. Taking a look at Delta's lineup now, the non-starters. Start with number 00, Anaya Kohich. Number 4, sophomore Bailey Wilson. Number 5, senior Kayla Geyer. Number 11, sophomore Kylie Huff. Number 12, freshman Taylor Summers. Number 13, freshman Brianna Huff. And number 24, sophomore Braden Alberg. Starters for the Panthers, number 1, senior Erica Kuda. Number 2, junior Aubrey Frazier, number 3, senior Kaylin Porter, number 10, junior Ellie Ames, and number 14, sophomore Tatum Miller. The non-starters for Fruita, we've got number 0, Chaney Stevens, number 2, Mackenzie Mason, number 3, Emily Richardson, number 4, Kinley Sogeta, number 13, Abby Hawkins, number 20, Mystic Cardinal, number 24, Savannah Turner. Number 25, Emery Johnson. Number 42, Lauren Lee. And number 55, Megan Woolley. Starters for the Wildcats. Number 1, Olivia Campbell. She's their outstanding freshman. Much the same way that we have Taylor Summers, who's our sixth person off the bench. She's our outstanding freshman. Getting back to the starters for Fruita, number 5, Trinity Hazy, number 14, Kylie Wells, number 30, Addison Iyer, and number 44, Jillian Buck. Pretty Monument Wild Cats, coached by Michael Wells. And, of course, the Delta High School Panthers, coached by Kyle Crowder. So, introductions being finished up by the best PA announcer in high school basketball, in my opinion, Paul Sheen. We will get ready for the Chocolate Time tip-off. Chocolate Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a this delicious meal. Chocolate Time, 707 Main in Delta. I was talking to Coach Crowder before the game here, and he said the last time these two teams met about 3 weeks ago, Delta really did not play well. They were a bad team. And he said a lot has changed with this squad since then. And he definitely thinks as long as the Panthers can avoid the turnover tonight, which is what they did a lot of in the last meeting, was turn the ball over. They probably could have won that game had they not turned the ball over as much. But he's going to look to get them into a half-court game, try to beat them that way, and definitely does not think that they can get many fast breaks on our squad. So we'll see if that holds true to form here. Ellie Ames will be skipping for Delta, while I believe it will be Addison Iyer to chip for the Wildcats. And it looks like Delta will control the tip. That's Tuda bringing it up the right side, dishes to Frazier, and then she tries to go underneath. I think she's trying to get it back to Tuda, who's cutting through the lane and just overthrew it. So turnover to start the game out for Delta, not what they wanted here. It looks like Ayers will be hasty at the top over to Campbell. Long skip past cross court to Wells. Back to Hafey at the top. Hafey. Campbell on the right side. Back to Hafey at the top. Hafey guarded by Porter. Now over to Wells. Wells dribble drive. Gets it in to Buck. And then they back out around the perimeter. Now into Ayer. Ayer. Back out to Wells. They try to get it in the paint to Buck. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound Frazier, and Delta's got it going back the other way. Delta moving right to left. On your radio dial, as Ames gets it in the paint, kicks it out to Kuda. Kuda to Miller, Tatum in the left corner, now dribbles back to the top of the key. Hand off to Frazier, now over to Ames on the right side. Ames looking to dribble drive, kicks it out to Miller, out of bounds off of Kuda. Delta will maintain possession. Delta wearing their home green, or home whites with the green numbers. Blue road uniforms for the Wildcats, white numbers there. Porter at the basketball, tries to get it through the double team up ahead to Kuda, underneath to Frazier, it's good. And Delta strikes first, it's 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Steal by Frazier. Back on the other end, she'll pick up her dribble, dish it out to Miller. Now Ames. Ames tries to work it into Kuda. It gets batted out, but Porter comes up with it. Porter, now to Kuda. Kuda, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Fruta. Up ahead to Iyer. Iyer will have the hoop in the arm. She's excited. She need help to relax with Stacey Zanicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Help to make an appointment today, 874-2939 at Stacey Zanicki at the Sunflower Room. Iyer drains the end one. And Fruta now has the lead 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard and trying to work the ball up the court. Delta throws it away. Coach Crowder using this as a teaching moment. 6 minutes left in the first. Fruta with the basketball over the timeline. Wells
to Hasty.
Over to Savannah Turner, who's in the game now for Fuda.
Back to Wells. Wells, they work inside the air. Air back out to Wells. Wells now in the paint. They're still underneath. And does to Buck, but that one's going to be blocked by Fuda. Erica gets the ball back and then up ahead to Miller.
Out to Porter. Porter now to Ames. Ames looks to drive baseline. Kicks it out to Fuda. 10-foot jumper. No good. That one's going to go out of bounds off of the Wildcats.
Delta will have possession.
Ames with the Doughty steel machine inbound. Looking, gets it underneath the Frazier. She goes off the glass. It's good.
Aubrey with four, and Delta's got the lead back 4-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.
Hazy stops. Now over to Wells. They work it inside to Air. Air is going to be fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Strappin. Remax Mountain West free throws.
Greg and Christy Strappin with Remax Mountain West, to combine 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Strappin today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274.
So Air missed the first. Can't get the second either, but Fruta's going to come up with the board. That was Wells. Now she gets it over to Buck. Now to Wells again. They try to work it inside to Buck. Back out to Turner. Turner with an added formation on main three ball. And it's 6-4 for Fruta, and a steal by Turner. Now stolen right back by Fuda. Fuda in traffic, and a foul going to be called on Fruta. That's either going to go on Air or Wells. It's going to go on Wells. Delta will have possession. It'll be the first team foul on the Wildcats. Delta's got two. First foul on Wells, of course. Looks like we're going to have a 1-2-2 zone for the Wildcats as Delta starts to get it across the time stripe. This pass going to be stolen. And Fruta's got the ball once again. Turner. To Campbell, around to Wells, now Air inside, now back out to Campbell. Campbell kicks it out to Turner. Turner inside the Buck. Now it's going to be Hafey over to Air. Air shot. Nope, she's going to be fouled. So Air back to the line again for a couple. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Can-In Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Air able to increase Fruta's lead to 4. It's 8-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And another steal. And now Fruta's going to throw it away. Delta with turnover troubles once again tonight. Porter to Ames, up to Fuda. Fuda now. Going to get it across the time stripe. Fuda over to Frazier. That's Miller. Miller to Ames and has it stolen, knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Campbell. Campbell now going to drive, has it knocked out by Miller, but Campbell will get it back. Over to Hazy. Hazy to her right now, cross court, juice to Turner. Turner inside the Buck, now underneath the Air. Air, one dribble, and off the glass for the bucket. A lot of pressure coming from the Wildcats right now as Delta works it up to Summers, and Summers has it knocked away. Campbell steps into the paint, shot no good, rebound Fuda. She'll give it to Ames to bring it up. Ames to Porter. Porter on the left elbow. Porter now back to her right, top of the key. Passes off to Miller. Now into Ames on the right corner. Ames to her right. Now turns back. Ames. And a whistle blows. They're going to call a foul inside on Buck. That'll be actually on number 30, Iyer. That'll be her first and the second team foul. Got some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Wildcats. Lauren Lee checks into the game for Fruta.
I think Wells back in as well. Shot by Kunitz, no good. Rebound by Miller. Miller at the top. Bounce past the Porter to the left. Now back to Miller at the top. Miller to her right. Dishes to Kylie Huff. It's going to go out of bounds off of Fruta. Up with the Dowdy stealing machine. Inbound for the Panthers. 2:47 left in the first. Porter going to travel. And a turnover back to the Wildcats. And we'll have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Megan Woolley into the game for the Wildcats. Wells with the basketball working into Woolley. Now over to Turner. Turner, long skip pass to Wells. A&M creates a three ball. Rattles in and out. Rebound Kuda. Kuda across the time stripe. Kuda going to take it herself. Can't get the lay-in. Rebound Summers and the putback good. Campbell trying to work her way inside. Now dishes it back out to Wells. Wells to Campbell on the left side. Long skip pass to Turner. They work it into air. Excuse me, that's Woolley's shot. No good off the glass. Rebound Huff. Now Kuda. Kuda in the driver's seat gets it over to Porter. A&M creates a three ball from Galen. It's no good. Rebound by Kuda. 1:50 left in the first. Campbell around the horn. Now they get it to Wells on the right elbow. Wells to Turner. Now back to Campbell on the left side. She's going to drive baseline. Picks up her dribble. She's in a double team to get it underneath. And Woolley tries to go for a reverse. And I think Kuda got popped in the nose. Don't get to the mouth. It'll be Erica's first foul. Fourth team foul for the Panthers. Woolley's getting Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. No good off the back iron. Braden Allbert will check in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. That one rims in and out for Woolley as well. Allbert comes up with the rebound, and the pass up ahead is going to be knocked out of bounds. Delta maintains possession. Porter gets the Dowdy steel machine inbound, gets it back to Huff. Huff tries to work it inside Porter, but Turner's going to come up with it. Over to Woolley. Excuse me, that's Casey, and it's 12-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of Fruta. Delta trying to work it inside to Summers, and that one's knocked away. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Frazier will check back into the game. So will Ellie Ains. Porter and Miller will take a rest. So we got Kylie Huff, Allbert, Summers, Frazier, and Ains on the floor for the Panthers. Trying to go inside. It bounces around into Frazier's hands, and she gets the jumper. That's 6 points for Aubrey right now. 12-8, Fruit on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Campbell on the left side. Long pass to Turner on the right elbow. Turner inside to Woolley. That ball is knocked away, picked up by Fruta. Back out to Campbell. Campbell tries to get in the paint. Shot contested, no good. Rebound Frazier. Now aims to bring it across the time stripe. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. This pass is going to be knocked away. Fruta gets it back. Up ahead to Turner. Turner spins into the paint. Going to lose the handle, and a travel going to be called on Turner. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Wildcats. Wells checks back into the game as desire. I think the starters are back on the floor for the Wildcats. Allbert trying to bring it up the right side. Excuse me, that's Ames. And Ellie's going to be bumped. It'll be a foul on Hasty. That'll be her first. Falcon with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Goes to Allbert. Allbert, long pass underneath the Summers. Open the horn. So, Taylor Summers for the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. Each team's got 14 fouls now. It'll be the first foul called on Campbell. And now the and one for Summers. Can't get it to go off the back iron. Rebound by Buck. And now Hafey will bring it up. Hafey to her right. Guarded by Huff. Now to Campbell around the Wells on the left side. Long pass to Campbell. Campbell. And the foul is going to be called on Delta. Nope, actually it's going to be on Fruta. It's going to be on Buck. That'll be her first. 1-2-2 zone pressure from the Wildcats. Delta gets it up ahead. Frazier almost threw it away, but pulled it back. And at the end of the first quarter, Fruta leads 12-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Panthers basketball, sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Grand Mesa Motorsports, presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance is your local, trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Delta will have Tudor, Porter, Miller, Summers, and Ames on the court to start the second quarter. Fruta with possession. It's going to be Hafey with the basketball. Inside to Buck. Back out to Campbell on the right elbow. Now to Hafey at the top. Hafey swings it around to Wells. Wells. So they try to work it in the paint to Buck. She'll step back after one dribble. Shot's no good. Rebound Tudor. Tudor chins it strongly. Now Erica brings it up. Erica kicks it out to Ames, over to Porter. Porter now drives, kicks it back out to Ames. Now they give it to Porter. Porter inside to Kuda. Kuda can't get it to go off the glass, and this one's going to go out of bounds. Looked like it went out off of Fruta. They say it's off of Delta, and Wildcats will have the ball. Casey, Campbell. Campbell to Hafey, around to Wells on the left side now. Wells, back to Campbell, inside the Buck. Buck, in the paint, now kicks it out to Campbell. Campbell kicks it over, she dribbles, kicks it out to Hafey, now over to Wells on the left side. Now Hafey over to Campbell on the right. Campbell almost has it knocked away by Miller, but instead it goes in the hands of Hafey. She'll dish to Campbell. Campbell now driving the ship. Campbell to her right, now over to Buck on the top. Now, Wells in the right corner. Back to Buck. Buck moves to her left. Travel going to be called. A lot of ball movement there by the Wildcats, just looking for their shot. And then they turn the ball over. Miller on the left side. Going to lose the ball after some contact. Wells will have the hoop and the harm. So Wells to the line for an and one. Each team has five team fouls. And Wells makes that. It's 15-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of Fruta, and Tudor and just throws it away, trying to work it up the court over through Summers in the right corner. 6:25 left in the half. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Wildcats. Turner back in the game. She'll have the basketball on the left side. Over to Campbell. Campbell. Now to Buck. Work it back to Turner in the right corner. Guarded very closely by Summers. Now she'll dribble into a double team. This team's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Daddy Steel Machine inbound for Fruta. It'll be lobbed to Turner. Turner from the right side over to the top. This is going to be knocked away and stolen by Porter. Up ahead to Miller. Can't get it to go. And now back the other way for Fruta. They will try to work it underneath the sub off of somebody's foot, but back into the hands of Hafey. Now to Campbell. They work it inside to Buck. Buck, one dribble into the lane, back out, and another travel going to be called on Buck. So Delta will have the Doughty Steel Machine inbound. Order to Ames. Ames bringing it up to try to strike. She'll kick it over to Porter. Porter now Cuda. 15 footer, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound Summers. Put back, no good. Now it's going to be Welsh. She'll kick it out to Hafey. Now Turner and in creation. Three ball, no good. Rebound Ames. Up ahead to Miller. Miller stops off the glass. Can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball. Summers gets it back, kicks it out to Ames. Shot no good. Fifteen 10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of Fruta. 4:52 left in the half. They work it into Buck. Buck back out to Wells. A&M Creations three ball. No good. Rebound Summers. Summers out to Miller. Now Ames across the time stripe. Ellie moves to her right, into the right corner. As she works it in the paint to Summers. Summers going to have this one knocked out of bounds by Buck. Delta will maintain possession. Brand Mason Motorsports substitution as Allberg, Frazier, and Kylie Huff are back on the court. Here comes the Doughty Steel Machine inbound. Right corner and Porter, A&M Creations three ball, no good. Couldn't find the rim there, and now Fruta has the basketball. Up ahead to Turner, took her eye off of it, was off her hands and out of bounds. 4:18 left in the half, Fruta leads 15-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter to Frazier, now Fruta in the paint. One hand is good. It's Erica's first bucket of the game. On the perimeter are the Wildcats. Now into Buck, who has it knocked away and picked up by Frazier. Now Cuda across the time stripe. Cuda looking to drive. Has her pass knocked out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. So Campbell and I will check back into the game for the Wildcats. Doughty Steel Machine inbound goes to Porter. Over to Huff. Huff to Porter. Porter. Frazier. Now Porter again. Inside to Huff. Now underneath to Frazier. Can't get it to go. Cuda comes up with the rebound. Turns around. Puts it back. Can't get the roll. Fifth rebound for Cuda in the game, by the way, as Campbell will have it on the right side. Now back to Wells at the top. Wells to Campbell. Campbell on the right. Now Wells at the top. Wells over to Turner on the left side. They work it inside to lead back out to Campbell. Now they try to go underneath and a foul going to be called. It'll be on Kaylin Porter. Delta Cabinet Company with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Grand Mason Motorsports substitution, as it looks like Freezy Huff will check into the game for Delta. Doughty Steel Machine inbound goes to Turner in the left corner. She airballs it. Aubrey Frazier will have the rebound. Now Cuda brings it up. Cuda in the lane, dishes to Huff. foul going to be called on Campbell. Each team has 16 fouls. Inbound goes to Kuda. Kuda over to Hallberg. Hallberg to dribble drive. No. As Coach Crowder's trying to call timeouts, and the official's not hearing him, and now the official's got a conference, and it does look like they're going to give, no, they're not going to give Crowder the timeout. Kuda's going to have the basketball. Wells, now they get it back to Casey. Now Wells in the left corner to Ayer. 10-footer's good off the glass. It's 17-12 fruit on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Huff at the top of the key. Passes to her left from Frazier. Now Huff. That's Breezy. Shot no good from the free throw line. Kuda gets the rebound, kicks it out to Breezy. Over to Allbird. 10-footer good. That's Brayden's first 2 points of the game. Delta back within three. Hasey, 1:57 left in the first half. Hasey to the right corner. This pass going to be knocked away by Huff, picked up by Huff. Breezy knocked it away. Kylan picked it up. And Delta gets it back out to Breezy. Breezy into Kylie. Kylie, jumper no good. Rebound Breezy, put back no good. Fight for the loose ball and a Taco Time jump ball called. 91 seconds left in the half. Delta will have some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as Ames, Summers, Kuda, Miller, and Frazier are on the court for Delta. Trying to get it in to Kuda. They do. Left corner, Kuda. Now back to Frazier. Now to Miller at the top, over to Ames. Ames, one dribble. Tries to work it inside to Summers, taken away by Kuda. Long pass up ahead to Wells. Wells. Now around the perimeter. Buck in the paint, back out to Wells. Wells. Now Hasey at the top. Over to Wells on the left side. Now into Buck. Buck loses the handle. Taco Time jump ball forced by Miller. Fruta will maintain possession, though, on the jump. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Kaylin Porter. Will be back into the game for the Panthers. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Wells on the right side. Wells. The Buck at the top, now Hasey. Less than 60 in the first half. Over to Buck on the left side, back to Hasey. Hasey, couple of dribbles. Now over to Wells, Wells back to Hasey. Hasey back at midcourt, waiting. Now Buck, Wells, dribbles around now to the right, and Wells again. To Buck, back to Hasey. Hasey, to Wells. Wells. Over to Buck. Wells at the top. Actually back by midcourt. Strudel looks like they're playing for the final shot here. 20 seconds left in the half. Wells. To Hasey. Hasey. With 9 seconds left and a foul. Going to be called on... Are they calling a foul or are they calling a jump? Nope, they're going to call a foul on Tatum. It'll be 1-1. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Wildcats. As Turner checks back into the game, Hasey to the line for 1-1. She'll get the first. Delta Cabinet Company. It's cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. She'll miss the back end. Ames gets it up ahead to Miller. She gets blocked in the air No foul called. Shot by Porter, no good. Rebound by Frazier, and her putback's no good. So at the end of the first half, Bruta leads 18-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today, 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. We'll take a break as I'm going to try to track down boys assistant coach Matt Hamm. See if we can get a word with the Hammer here coming up at halftime. Once again, through the leads, 18-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jenison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, Green Ash Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Canner back with you at halftime of our girls' action, 18-14 Fruit on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And I've got boys assistant coach Matt Hamm here with me, and Matt, you kind of got that, let that game against Central get away from you guys just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we're performers. We've got some tough times in the offense. I thought the game was pretty hard.
How many three-game weeks were taken away on the way? Yeah, 3 games in a week is tough. I mean, it's tough for the boys, it's tough for the coaches. Hey, it's tough on me, what can I say? But you don't get a lot of practice time. How do you make adjustments and work on stuff when you don't get a lot of practice time like that?
A week like this one, we only have 2 practices. We have 2 practices to do. Practice like 1 hour, 15 minutes, instead of 2 hours, to keep your mic a little bit quicker. Because these games that we have coming up on Thursday and Friday are pretty important.
Yeah, the Thursday one against Palisade, always a big rivalry for Delta, dating back to when we were all in the same league together, same class together, and then of course Grand Valley is a league contest and it's a road game to boot. So talking about league, we've got districts coming up, but how do you feel as you head down the stretch here, headed toward districts and the end of the season?
Oh, we feel really good. We're in a pretty good spot.
So tonight, rematch with Bruta. Obviously they won last time, but it was a good game. You kept it pretty close, and it was kind of We were still trying to find our sea legs, so to speak. I think, you know, we're trying to get stuff figured out, and we're definitely a different team now than we faced from last time.
Oh, definitely. And I think that Bruta game was kind of one of our coming out games. Came out of the club and really playing hard and playing well. It's kind of waiting us in the fourth quarter. We feel like if a couple things go our way, it should be a really good night, and that should be fun. So they're definitely a beatable team. I'm sure it's going to be a good basketball game.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you, guys. Boys assistant coach Matt Hand. His interview brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top line appliances for over 72 years. Good to Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. We'll take another break, and when we come back, I'll have some first half stats for you. And then we'll get back to some girls basketball. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chan, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Mark Tanner back with you in the Panther Gym here as we wind down halftime. Halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Visit Delta Cabinet Company today. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs because they've been locally and family owned for over 30 years. That's Delta Cabinet Company. So taking a look at some first half stats, excuse me. Looks like Aubrey Frazier led the way, 6 points, 4 boards, an assist and a steal. Taylor Summers with 4 points and 4 boards. Erica Kuda, a couple of points and 5 boards. She did have 2 assists and a steal as well. Brayden Alberg scored a couple of points. She had a rebound and an assist. Kaylin Porter had a steal out there. Ellie Ames with a rebound. Kylie Huff with a rebound. Breezy Huff with a rebound and an assist. And Tatum Miller with a rebound. So Delta definitely going to need to pick it up here in the second half. Only down by 4, 18-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. But turned the ball over, I think, a little too much for Coach Crowder's liking there in the first half. I'll have to cut down on that to have a chance at winning this game. Delta's Hardware's been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta's Hardware, 121 West Denison River Drive, truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta's Hardware help you with your next project. The designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair designers and nails. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The starters back on the floor for both teams. Delta will have the ball to start the second half. And over to Miller, just out of her hands reach and out of bounds. So Delta will start the second half the same way they started the first, with a turnover. Dowdy stealing machine inbound into the backcourt for the Wildcats. Hasty will bring it up. Hasty. Now Buck at the top. Around to Hasty. Now Air. Back to Miller. Miller to Buck. Now to the top and Wells. Over to Buck. And creates the three ball from the right. Elbow shot. No good. Buck tries to put it back. And she'll be fouled by Frazier. That'll be Aubrey's third. Craig and Christy Stratton and three pros coming to Buck. Greg and Christy Stratman with Fremax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience, selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today. Free real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Ames came up with a rebound after Buck missed her second free throw. She didn't make the first one, but as Delta's trying to get it across midcourt, Bruda stole it. So they'll have the ball moving right to left and then throw it away. So Delta moving left to right, they have the ball back. Porter to top, over to Miller, now around to Frazier. Frazier inside to Kuda. And pass was offline. Turner came up with it for the Wildcats. Wells into Buck, back out to Turner. Now Wells on the left side. They try to work it underneath to Air. They go back to the top of Key and Hasty. Hasty drives. Loses the handle, but it goes to Turner. Now into Buck. Buck in the paint. Kicks it out to Wells. A&M creation. Three ball. No good off the back. Iron. And Ames comes up with the rebound and throws it away. She was trying to get it up ahead to Kuda. And Kuda started up the court, and the ball traveled out of bounds. Casey inside the Buck. Buck from the just beyond the free throw line. No good. Summers with the rebound. Unofficially five boards for Taylor on the day. Ames to Porter. Free throw line. Shot no good off the front iron. And the Wildcats come up with the rebound. Wells left elbow. To Hasty at the top, over to Turner. Now they go inside the well, and Kuda going to come up with the basketball. Now Ames in the lane all the way to the hoop, off the glass, no good, and a foul will be finally called. Ames to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton at Remax Mountain West free throws. Newer pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Ellie missed the first and the second. Fruta comes up with the rebound. Campbell. Threw it away, but it ends up in Turner's hand. Now Wells. Wells to Campbell. Campbell to Wells. Wells at the top of the key. Back to Campbell on the right side. Skip pass to Wells, and Wells got crossed up. The ball sailed out of bounds. Kylie Huff into the game for Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitute Galen Porter will take a seat. 19-14 Fruit on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5:20 left. In the third, Ames backs her way in at the top. Over to Miller. Miller now goes baseline. They work it underneath the Summers, and a Taco Time jump ball called. Underneath the basket, possession will go to Fruta. Campbell into the Buck. Buck back out to Turner. Now Campbell at the top. Around to Wells on the left side. Air now back out to Campbell. Around to Buck. Buck underneath to Air. Air back out to Buck. She'll spot off for an 8-3 three ball. No good. Rebound Fruta. They nearly throw it away, but it ends up in Air's hands. Now Campbell at the top. Campbell to Turner. Now on the left side to Wells. Wells. Turner at the top. Inside to Campbell. Now they work at baseline to Air, who gets the roll. And Fruta leads by 7, 21-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames dribbles in, now back out. And a push going to be called on Campbell. That'll be Campbell's third and a Grand Mason underscore substitution for her, as well as Buck, as Woolley and Casey check back into the game. Howdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Huff. Huff over to Miller in the corner. 8-3 three ball. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Kuda fighting for that rebound and ends up knocking it out of bounds. Casey to bring it up for the Wildcats. Fruta around the perimeter. Turner on the left side. Turner, they go inside the air, try to get it back out to Wells. Wells gets her hands on it, now gets in the paint. Out to Turner, and Aiden three ball, no good. Rebound, Fruta. Now Ames will bring it up. Ames looking to drive the whole way. Nope, underneath to Summers. Shot, no good. Rebound, Fruta. Putback's no good, but Erica's going to the line for two. Greg and Sister Stratman, rematch Mountain West free throws. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time in Delta. So, Taco Time celebrating its 42-year anniversary this week. They've got five items for $2.42. The crispy burrito, the super soft flour taco, the green chili pork burrito, the veggie burrito, and their sausage or bacon breakfast burrito, all $2.42 this week. Celebrating 42 years of business, so Cuda will sink them both. She's got four. Happen to have a little of Taco Chime for dinner tonight. The green chili pork burrito is my fave. Casey with the basketball over to Wells on the left side. Wells now long pass from Turner on the right. Casey back toward midcourt. Now Wells on the left side back to Casey. They work it into Buck. Buck dishes out to Turner. Turner over to Casey around to the left side and Wells. Wells to Woolley back out to the top and Casey around to Turner on the right. Now inside the Buck. Buck steps back. Now gives it to Wells. Wells to Woolley. This one's going to be knocked away. Picked up by Porter. Porter bringing it back now. Work it inside to Cuda and a steal by Buck. But then Cuda gets it back. Goes underneath to Allberg. Allberg kicks it out to Huff. Now Porter just inside the arc. She'll drain it. Delta Cabinet Company chime out by Delta. That last bucket was Kaylin's first 2 points of the game. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Mm-hmm.
2:31 left in the third. Bruda leads 21-18 on the Sunflower Rooms scoreboard. Delta taking that entire timeout there. The whole 60 seconds. It'll be Albert, Tuda, Summers, Kylie Huff, and Porter on the floor. As Bruda tries to work it up the court, they do well in the paint. And a foul going to be called on Porter. That'll be the second on Kaylin. Second team foul on Delta. Bruda has three of them. Casey takes the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. So Wells on the right side. Wells now back to her left. Picks up her dribble. Now Turner in the right corner. Turner to Buck. Buck. No travel called there. And they're going to call a charge on Buck, which may have just made up for the travel that wasn't called. As Delta works it across. Tuda stops. Stops from the free throw line. It's good. Tuda with six unofficially on the night. Delta's within one. Less than two here in the third. Hasty. Guarded by Summers. They work it into Woolley. Now underneath the Wells. The lay-in's good. And they'll stay hooping the arm. Porter, I think, is going to be called for her third. Wells will go to the line for an and one. Wells grinds it. Bruda's lead back to four. Tuda dealing with some 1-2-2 zone pressure. Delta works it up the court. They zip it to Alberg, and Alberg is blitzed. Knocked to the hardwood, and a blocking foul going to be called on Wells. That'll be her third. 15 foul for the Wildcats. Kylie Huff with the Dowdy steal machine. Inbound goes to Tuda. Jumper no good. Rebound, Fruta. Wells. Left elbow. Wells. Dishes to Turner. Turner in the lane. Kicks it out to Woolley. Back to Wells at the top. Wells looking to drive. Nope. He's going to go underneath the Woolley. And Tuda's going to have the steal. It ends up in the hands of Huff. Now Porter. Porter across the time stripe. Porter. Dishes to Huff. Huff in the lane. Kicks it out to Alberg. Now Tuda just inside the arc on the left side. Shot no good. Loose ball. Fight for the rebound. Tuda comes up with it. It's going to be Hazy. Hazy passes up to Woolley. Woolley's shot's no good because Tuda's in her face. Tuda comes up with the rebound. And now she's going to take it all by herself. No. Finger roll as she reaches full extension in the lane. 1-2-2 pressure from Delta now. 24-22 Fruta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, just north of 30 seconds left of the third. Fruta playing for the last shot of the quarter. Turner inside to Woolley. Woolley goes to the hoop, now to the foul line, and Tuda's going to be called for her second. Baco, excuse me, do you need help to relax? Let's take you to the Sunflower Room. Help the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Panicki at the Sunflower Room. So Delta with some wholesale substitutions. It'll be Miller, Ames, Frazier, and Porter back into the game for the Panthers. Brantley at the Motorsports substitution. Will we miss their first? Drains the second. And now Iyer will come in for Woolley. 3-point advantage for Fruta. Slightly less than 20 seconds left in the third. Ames across midcourt. Ames going to have it knocked away and then gets it back. Ames. And
a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Kyle Crowder and the Panthers. So Delta's behind by 4 at the half. They're down by 3 now, 25-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Slightly more than 10 seconds left in the third. Delta will have the ball coming out of the timeout with the Doughty Steel Machine inbound. See how Delta can end this very competitive third quarter of play now. A. Porter. Porter. Dribbles once. In trouble. To Ames. Knocked out by Fruta. 6.7 seconds left. Delta will still have possession. Doughty Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Breezy Huff. Huff. Out to Miller. Miller looks to drive the lane. Miller can't get it to go. Loose ball, and that is how the third quarter will end. Fruta leads 25-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Delta came out in the second half, immediately turned the ball over, but after that cleaned it up just a bit. Only down by 3 to start the final stanza here. So it looks like it's going to be Buck, Casey, Campbell, Turner, and to start the fourth quarter for Fruta. Delta's going to have Porter, Frazier, Breezy, Huff, Ames, and Summers, and Delta will have the basketball. Huff to Ames. Ames, jumper from 10, no good. Loose ball picked up by Turner. Now Hazy. Campbell on the right side. Campbell over to iron the corner. Now Turner. Turner into Buck. Buck into a triple team as the ball knocked away, picked up by Summers. Summers to Frazier. Frazier will slow it down. Over to Porter. Porter across the time strike. Porter on the right side. Long pass to Ames, and Ski Lynch threw it away. Coach Kyle Crowder just couldn't believe it. So another turnover for Delta, and Bridges got the ball. Casey to Campbell on the left side. Air back to Hasty at the top. Hasty to the right. Now Campbell looking to drive. He's going to have it stolen by Frazier. Ames, top of the key for Delta. She'll drive, kick it to Porter. Porter inside the summer shot blocked. She'll get the ball back, and then Frazier underneath will be fouled as she goes for the shot. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. And in creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. And A&M Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they are making dining experiences. So Frazier makes the first. Gets her squad to within 2. Can't get the second. 25-23, threw down the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Cuda back into the game for Delta. Campbell works her way in, now back out. Now ball almost knocked away, but Hasty's going to come up with it. Now Turner back to Campbell, left side, and increasing three ball. No good, out of bounds. Saved by Turner, but it goes into the hands of Ames. Up ahead to Frazier. Frazier can't get it to go off the glass. She'll get the rebound, kicks it out to Ames. Ames, and increasing three ball, scored! Always on the board with three. And taking the lead. Campbell to Hasty at the top. Over to Turner. Turner back to Hasty. Hasty, little head fake, little stutter step, and then pass it to Campbell. They work it in to Woolley. Back out to Turner. Turner, long skip pass to Campbell. And in creation, three ball, no good. Cuda with the rebound. Excuse me, that's Ames with the rebound. She'll bring it up. Ames to Frazier. Frazier now underneath to Ahlberg. Off the glass, it's good. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Cuda. Braden Ahlberg with four unofficially on the evening. 5:27 left in the game. Delta now with a three-point advantage, 28-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Tennyson River Drive is truly a one-stop everything shop. With the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware, help you with your next project. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 to get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Coming out of the timeout, Panthers will have Summers, Kylie Huff, Porter Ames, and Cuda on the floor. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Wildcats goes to Hasty. She'll bring it up for the Wildcats. Hasty to Wells on the left side. Back to Hasty at the top. Hasty over to Buck. Back to Hasty. Hasty to Buck on the right side. They work it in to Air. Back out to Buck. Buck spots up. And it's Hasty's three ball. Six in the rim, between the rim and the backboard. And it is a jump ball. Taco time jump ball. And Cuda will have possession on the jump ball. Scotty Steel Machine inbound for the Wildcats. Lob inbound goes to Campbell. Wants to get past the Wells on the left side. Wells to Hasty at the top. Hasty back to Wells on the left in the air. That one's knocked away. And a taco time jump ball forced by Porter. Delta will have the possession now. Two-two-one zone pressure now for the Wildcats. Delta able to break it. Porter with the basketball. Top, five-footer, good. Delta now with a five-point advantage. Well, looking to drive, gets it to Air. Ten-footer, no good. Rebound, Campbell, putback is good. Delta leads 30-27 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter with the basketball over to Ames. Ellie now moving to her right. Top of the key and Huff. Huff looking. Now she'll dribble to the right. Now back up. Huff looking and Taco Time jump ball called, forced by Campbell, and Cuda will have the ball. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Goes into the backcourt and Hasty. Hasty. To her right, now back to Wells on the at the top. Campbell, now long pass to Wells. Annan chases. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Fruta. Put back, no good. But Air's going to go to the line for two. Right in 50 Stratman. Rematch Mountain West free throws. Third foul called on Cuda. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top of the line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So air balls the first free throw. Will drain the second, so it's a 2-point advantage. For Delta, 30-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 3:45 left in the game. Porter gets the basketball back out to Huff. Now Ames. Ames on the left side, inside the arc, backing her way in. Double dribble, not called. And Fruta is beside themselves. But Summers has the ball. Gets it over to Cuda. Cuda. Now Ames. Over to Porter. Porter thought about a three ball, but she'll be called for the travel. So turn over back to Fruta with 3:15 left in the game. Air back out to Hayfier on the buff into Campbell. Campbell tries to dribble. Now we'll kick it back out to Hayfier. Now underneath to Air, and the score's tied at 30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just less than three here in the game. Ames in the lane. Now underneath to Summers. Can't get it to go. Huff ends up with the rebound and the putback. Jump stop in the paint by Wells. Out to Buck. Annan chases three ball. No good. Fight for the loose foul. We're going to have a foul called. As I think Huff will go to the line for 1-1. Delta in the bonus. They have the 32-30 advantage on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:36 left in the game. Huff can't get the first one, and she'll get a rebound back over to Ames. Ames in a double team trap. Taco time jump ball call. Delta will have possession. Ames with the Dowdy steal machine inbound. Goes to Summers. And put her no good. Rebound Buck. And a foul called on Porter. That's going to be her fourth, I believe. And it'll be actually called on Huff. That'll be Kylie's first 16 foul for Delta. One more, and both teams will be shooting free throws for the duration. 2:23 left in the game, 2-point advantage for Delta. Campbell. Going to have it stolen by Summers, but it's going to go out of bounds. Fruta going to try it again. Campbell with the ball at the top of the key. Campbell moving to her right, guarded by Huff. Now she's going to try to dribble through the double team. Out to Wells. Now over to the left corner and Buck. Now Wells again at the top. She'll split the defenders. Stop. Shot no good. And Cuda's going to rip that rebound down. She'll get it into the hands of Ames. Ames to Huff. Huff will now dribble to her right. Huff picks up her dribble. Gets it to Ames. Ames. 90 seconds left in the game. Ames to Huff. Back to Ames. Ames. Pratt now will dribble out of it. Gets it to Huff. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Crowder and the Delta Panthers. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Mark Canner here with you, and Delta is clinging to a two-point advantage now, 32-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:22 left in the game. Delta will have possession coming out of the timeout. So they'll have Tuda Ames, Porter, Kylie Huff, and Summers on the court. Like the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. The Delta's going to stack it on the midline. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound going to go to Huff in the backcourt. She'll bring it up. And she'll throw it away. Picked off by Wells. Wells in the paint. Draws the foul. She'll go to the line for two. So Wells been almost automatic from the free throw line, and she rims it in and out. She can't believe it. Gets the roll on the second, and the Wildcats will take a timeout, and I'll take another quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails.
Mark Canner back with you in the Panther Den, and gotten pretty tight here down the stretch. 1:10 left in the game, and Delta leads by 1, 32-31 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Both teams 17 fouls. We'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way. Both teams in the bonus. Delta will have the basketball coming out of this timeout. So, Tuda, Summers, Miller, Porter, and Ames on the court. Call this the shooter's rotation. Probably the five best shooters on this team. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Tuda. Tuda in traffic. Tuda in trouble. Gets it over to Ames. Ames up ahead to Summers. Summers in a one-on-one. Taylor to the line for an all-important and one to make this a two-possession game. Savannah Turner will check back into the game for the Wildcats with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Summers can't get it to go off the back iron. Rebound by Turner. Delta's lead 3. Turner. Hasey. To Wells. Now Air. Back to Hasey. Hasey. To Wells. Left corner, Annie faces three ball, no good. Put back by Buck, and she'll be fouled. It's going to get called on Erica, it is. So that'll be the fourth team foul, or fourth foul on Tuda. Both teams have 8, and Buck to the line for a couple of Greg and Christopher Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Rattles the first one in and out. Olivia Campbell checks back in. Graham Mays promoted towards substitution. And Buck will drain the second. 1-2-2. Man pressure now. Suda, crap. Gets it out to Ames. Ames is going to have it stolen by Wells. Wells can't get it to go. Suda with the rebound, and she is hog-tied and pulled onto the ground by Wells. That's got to be a foul. Suda, okay, comes out of it, and she gets a huge ovation from this crowd. The fourth foul called on Wells. Suda struggled a little bit of late from the charity strike, so we'll see what she can do here. She drained it. Made the front end. We'll see what she can do here with the back end. And Erica makes this a two-possession game, 36-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ball going to go out of bounds off of Miller. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Wildcats. So Delta, specifically Eric Kakuta, cool under fire from the charity stripe, granting both of those late free throws here to put Delta up by four. Both teams in the bonus, 28 seconds left in the game. So Delta needs to watch the turnovers, watch the fouls. Play smart basketball here for the next 28.4 seconds. Got his steel machine inbound into the backcourt. Hasty to bring it up. Hasty works it inside the buck. Shot is blocked by Suda, and Suda's going to pick it up. She'll be fouled. Erica back to the line. This time for two is Delta's in the double bonus. First shot from Erica, good. One seconds left. Kuda brings the second, nothing but net. And it looks like they're going to call a foul on Delta. It's going to be on Ames. As Campbell will check back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. So the foul on Ellie will send Air to the line for 1-1. And no good. Rebound Suda. Suda chinning it. And she'll be fouled. Erica Suda has basically, in the last 2 minutes, just taken this game over. Both ends of the court, making her free throws. All of it. This is Erica Suda basketball right here. She'll miss that one off the front iron. Wells back into the game. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Wildcats. Suda can't get that one. And Suda comes up with the rebound. 38-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Buck! And Tracy, three ball, no good. Tatum Miller going to be called for the foul. Her serve, she was trying to box out Buck, and they're going to say there was too much contact. Delta has a six-point advantage. Game's not over yet, as Buck will drain her first free throw. 10 seconds left in the game. Buck makes the second. She'll get one more. Delta student section trying to provide the distraction. So far, it has not worked. It did there. And Delta going to come up with the loose ball. Summer's going to be fouled. And Taylor to the line for two. Reagan, Christy Stratman, Remax, Mountain West free throws. So if Taylor can make these, it'll be back to a six-point advantage. Not, can't get that one off the back iron. Still a two-possession game. 6.5 seconds left. Taylor swish. 7 points unofficially for Summers. Campbell, right elbow. Almost throws it away, and that's how the game is going to end. So Delta with redemption over Fruita. They win this one, 39-34, making up for that loss to the Wildcats earlier in the season. Player of the game going to be Erica. Fruita just took this game over down the stretch. She had 12 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Aubrey Frazier had a good game, 7 points. 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals. Kayla Summers with 7 points and 6 boards. She had a steal. 4 points for Kaylin Porter. She also had a steal. Ellie Ames. Malone, 3 ball and 4 rebounds. Breezy Huff, an assist and a rebound. Tatum Miller had a rebound. Braden Alberg, 4 points, a board, and an assist. Once again, final score for the girls. Delta 39, Fruita 34. Stick around because my coverage of the boys taking on the Wildcats is coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, also in just a few minutes, I'll have Panther Pride. Stay tuned.
Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. The cabinet company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 4.3 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Thank you. Force is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Brand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Chaco Chan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Chaco Chan, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything you do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Design will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, tooth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Design is a nail.
Back here with you at the Panther Den, time for some Panther Pride. Panther Pride is sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So wrestling competed at the Meeker Duels on Saturday, going 3-2 as a team. The victories over Basalt, Coleridge, and Meeker. Sebastian Chavez and Dawson Grosdick were undefeated on the day. In the pool at regionals over the weekend, swimming's medley and 200 freestyle relay team both qualified for state. Individually, Jillian Carlson was selected swimmer of the year and qualified in both the 200 individual medley and 100 breaststroke. That's going to do it for Panther Pride. We'll take another break, and when we come back, I will have Holy Passion for you right here from the Panther Den at Delta High School. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Thank you.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creation John Mays Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on May. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Tanner back with you in the Panther Den at Delta High School, and it's time to get to the boys as they face the Wildcats. South Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The boys let the game on Saturday against Central get away from them, as we discussed with assistant coach Matt Hamm a little earlier. They ended up losing that contest 49-45. Byron Bynum had a nice game, though, scoring 12 with two boards and assists and a steal. Delta looks for a little revenge tonight after losing to Fruita in their game a few weeks ago, 57-48. Wildcats have gone 500 since that meeting with Delta. And could be primed for defeat here tonight. They continue to be led by senior Skylar Johnson, who averages 14 points and 7 boards a game. Now we'll take a look at the lineup, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, if you need a shop, save and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So, non-starters for the Panthers, number 1, junior Joe Gonzalez, number 4, junior Connor Workman, number 11, senior Diego Gutierrez, number 12, sophomore Ryland Bynum, number 21, senior Brendan Bear, and number 33, senior Hunter Goff. Starters for your Panthers, same as they've been all season. Number 2, senior Johnny Gossin, number 5, junior Braden Sprout, number 10, sophomore Landon Clay, number 13, sophomore Tucker Johnson, and number 22, junior Easton Bear. Now the lineup for the visiting Fruita Monument Wildcats, non-starters, number 1, Carter Hines, number 3, Lucas Weaver, number 5, Daniel Thomason, number 11, Max Orchard, number 14, Austin Reed, number 20, Adon Flores, number 21, Jack Parica, number 22, Logan Cardoza, and number 23, Nick Husky. Starters for the Wildcats, number 2, Peyton Mack, number 4, Skyler Johnson, number 12, Carson Hollingshead, number 13, Connor Label, number 15, Joel Lively. So as Paul Sheen, the best TA announcer in high school basketball, finishes the starting lineup for the Panthers, I'm going to tell you that our tip-off today is going to be sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant. Specializes in fresh, super-prepared, home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to want to check out their 42nd anniversary specials they've got going on right now. So this week only, you can get a crispy burrito, a super soft flour taco, a green chili pork burrito, a veggie burrito, or a sausage and bacon breakfast burrito for $2.42 a piece. So as we get ready to jump around here, or at least jump to tip the ball off, it's going to be Hollingshead and Easton Bear. And Bruda going to control the tip. Around the perimeter goes Delta. They try to get it inside. It's going to be knocked away, but they're going to recover the loose ball. Lively at the top, over to Mack. Mack, long spit pass to the left side. And in Grayson's three ball, no good by Johnson. And Easton Bear has the rebound. Landon Clay dish to Shaw. Gossine gives it to Sprout. Now back to Gossine from the right side. And they're going to say he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. And turnover back to the Wildcats. They try to work it inside, does Fruta. Now out to Mack. Long stick pass to Hollingshead. And inflation's three ball is good. And Fruta draws first blood. It's 3-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. 7 minutes left in the first. Clay dishes to Sprout. Sprout in trouble in the lane, and they're going to call a foul on Lively. That'll be his first, of course. And Delta will have the ball underneath their basket. They'll stack it. Now split. Goes to the right corner, and there, and Landon Clay will drain the A&M Creations three ball. So score tied at 3 now on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Hollingshead. Try to work it in. Now back out to Johnson. He tries to answer. And in Grayson's three ball, no good. Rebound, Tucker Johnson. Clay. Same spot. Same result. Lando with 6 so far on the game. And Delta has the lead 6-3 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Good ball movement by Fruta, and they get it underneath. Label with the easy bucket. 1 point advantage for Delta. Clay over to Tucker. Johnson back to Lando. Now in the Bear. Bear at the free throw line, trying to work his way free from traffic. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Leibel. Get it up ahead to Hollingshead. He's going to try to take it all the way. That shot blocked by Bear. And Lando trying to work it across the time strike. He does, and he'll be fouled. That's a block called on Lively. That's his second. And looks like we're getting some action down here off of the Wildcat bench. We're going to see some early Grand Mesa Motorsport substitutions. It's going to be Reed and Thomason. Gowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Clay. Now back to Gottstein. Gottstein dishes to Johnson. Johnson, Clay. Clay on the right. Going to dish to Sprout. Sprout loses the handle. Gets it back now. It's going to be stolen by Mack. Who's in the harm? Excuse me, that's Johnson. And Johnson to the line for an and one. It'll be Sprouty's first personal. Johnson drains it, and Fruta now has a 2-point lead, 8-6 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard, 5:25 left in the first. Clay directing traffic now, looking to drive. He's going to have it knocked away and out of bounds off of Fruta. Johnson with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Looking. Into Gottstein. Steps in. Now passes back to Johnson. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Fruta. Back the other way as Fruta's moving right to left. Leibel. Shot, no good. Put back is there by Reed. So it's a 4-point lead, 10-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard for Fruta. Clay gets the screen from Bear. Now back to Johnson at the top. Tucker back to Clay. Clay directing traffic now over to Sprout on the right corner. Inside to Johnson. Baby hook. No good. Rebound Fruta. Reed up ahead to Hollingshead. Back to Reed. Now a cutting. Label in the paint. Hooping the harm. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. The end one, no good, but rebound by Fruta. Reed to Hollingshead. And he gets the bucket. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Delta. Hair designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lashing, facial teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair designers and nails. So Delta will have possession coming out of this timeout. 4:22 left in the first. Fruta leads 14-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Fair sets the pick. Clay gets by it. Now Johnson to Clay. Clay inside to Tucker. Johnson will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman rematch Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. That experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So, Tucker misses the first but makes the second. And now Fruta has the basketball. It's Reed. They work it inside to Thomason. Back out to Reed. Rattles it in and in, creates a three ball. And it's a 10-point lead for Fruta. 17-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And they're going to call a foul on Johnson away from the basketball. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Ryland Bynum in the game for Delta. We're going to see Cardoza and Hines for the Wildcats, as well as Flores. Flores will take the shot. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Bynum comes up with it. Clay will bring it up. Lando to Johnson on the right corner. Back to Clay. Over to Bynum. Bynum to Gustine. Gustine going to dribble drive in the lane. Can't get it to go. He's going to call the charge. That'll be Johnny G's first. Four team fouls for Delta. And we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Fruta. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. This is Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. 3:19 left in the first for the lead 17-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Reed to Flores. Back to Reed. They're going to have a backcourt violation. Nope. He just lets it go out of bounds. Regardless, it's a turnover to Delta. This has sparked something for the Panthers. Gossine. To Bynum in the left corner. Bynum down the baseline. Can't get the runner to go. Rebound Wildcats. long pass up ahead to Flores. Flores will get it out to Reed. Reed over to Hines. Van Increasing's three ball, no good. Rebound Johnson. Delta quickly back the other way to Tucker. Tucker Jays inside to Bear. Bear backs it in. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Fruta up ahead to Flores. Inside to Reed. No good off the back iron. Rebound Flores and a taco time jump ball being called. It'll be Delta's possession. Brand Mason Motorsports substitutions for both sides. Brendan Bear checks into the game for Delta, and we're going to see, looks like the starters check back into the game for the Wildcats. Clay to Gossin. Gossin inside to Bear. Brendan, turnaround up. It's good. First two for Brendan. Reed. Drew Hollingshead back to Reed. Over to Hollingshead. A&M Creations three ball is good. Less than two here in the first. 20-9 the score in favor. Fruta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum drives the lane, floats it back out to Johnson. Tucker Jays, A&M Creations three ball is no good. Rebound Fruta up ahead to Hollingshead, and he'll be fouled by Gossin. So Hollingshead to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. The fifth team foul on Delta. Fruta with three. Hollingshead makes the first. Hunter Goff and Connor Workman will check into the game for the Panthers. Grand Mason Motorsports substitution. So Fruta leads 22-9 now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Play to Bynum. Bynum in the paint. Now underneath to Goff, and this one's going to be knocked out of bounds. Goff cutting toward the basket. And Bynum trying to go behind his back to get it to him, knocked away by Fruta. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound by Clay. Going to go to Goff. Felt around the perimeter. They're going to go to Clay on the right side. Clay now in the lane. Off balance jumper, no good. Rebound, a Bear, and a top of time jump ball called for. It'll be Fruta's ball, 120 left into the first. Reed to bring it up for the Wildcats, to Hollingshead. Back to Reed. Over to Johnson. They try to go inside now, back out to Johnson. A&M Creations three ball, no good. Rebound to Bear. Clay up ahead to Workman. Now Bynum in the left corner. Bynum to Workman. Inside to Bear. Brendan backs his way in. The paint. Turn around off the glass is good. Brendan looks for. Less than 60. Hollingshead working on Goff. Hollingshead over to Reed. Around to Johnson, now underneath. Two labels for the high percentage bucket off the glass. 35 seconds left in the first. Workman inside the Bear. Bear going to be, nope, there's going to be a foul called on label. So that'll be label's first, fourth team foul for the Wildcats. Bear, now Clay on the left side. Thought about an A&M Creations three ball instead. Gets in the paint, shot partially blocked. Fruta comes up with it. That was a travel, and that was another one. And now there's a loose ball, and Delta's going to come up with it. Clay with 12 seconds left in the first. Over to Workman. Workman around to Goff, and out of bounds, they're going to say it's off of Johnson. Johnson didn't like the call, but Delta loved the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound with 7.7 seconds left. Goff. Bynum. Bynum looking for a screen. Goes to his right. He's going to step back. A&M Creations three ball at the buzzer is no good. At the end of one, for the lead, 24-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products on the shoes or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department, certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Delta coming out just a tad bit flat here. A couple of early turnovers and dug themselves a little bit of a hole. Down by 13 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8226 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta with the ball to start the second quarter. It'll be Bynum, Workman, Sprout, Brendan Bear, and Goff on the court. Bynum to Goff now in the paint to Bear, one dribble, and they'll call it travel. And now Lively to bring it up for the Wildcats back to Johnson. Johnson long skip back to Hollinshead on the right side. Hollinshead and in creation three ball, no good. Rebound by Hollinshead. Now they work it inside to Mack. Now back out. Now over to Hollinshead. And around to Johnson. And in creation three ball, no good. Rebound by the Wildcats. The putback by Lively. 26-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of Fruta. Bynum all the way to the hoop. He'll go to all the way to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratton Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Dowdy Steering Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steering Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Ryland not able to get the first one. We'll see what he can do with the second. Got that one, though. We're going to get some 2-2-1 pressure from the Panthers, and Bynum going to be called with his first foul as he tries to knock that one away from Johnson. So Delta with 16 fouls. One more will put Fruta in the bonus. Fruta has 15 fouls. Johnson, they work it inside the net. Now back out. And Delta's going to come up with a steal. That's Sprout. Back on the other end. Now Bynum in the paint. Spin. Jumper. No good. Rebound Fruta. Delta trying to trap. Fruta gets it out. Long pass up ahead to Hollinshead. He'll get it to go off the glass on the high percentage jumper. 6.5 left here in the first half. Workman with the basketball. Over to Bynum. Bynum. Dishes to Workman. Workman. Dishes out to Goff. Over to Bynum at the top. Bynum looking to drive. Jump stop off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound Fruta. Out up in front. That's Mack now. Let's get it underneath the Hollinshead and let him just a little bit too far. Ball goes out of bounds. Turn over to Delta. Fruta leads 28-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Steal by Fruta. It's going to be Mack. Foul going to be called. Excuse me, that's Johnson. He's going to go to the line for 1-1. It'll be Bynum's second. And they're going to say it was on the shot, so he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and their match Mountain West free throws. And in Creations on Main in Delta, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, steak, cheese, and burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Johnson makes them both. 30-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta works it inside the Bear. Can't get the lay-in, but Brendan will get the ball back and the put back. And then back on the other end, Bruta's going to throw it out of bounds and turn the ball over. So Delta with possession. Bynum. The Workman. Workman to Bear. Bear in the paint. Working hard. Jumps up. Jump hook is good. Brendan now with 8. And Goff trying to draw the charge. Instead, he'll commit the foul and send Label to the line for 1-1. Label makes the first. And the second. Bynum gets the screen from Bear. Bynum looks to take it himself, and he'll lose the handle. Goes out of bounds, and Fruta will have the basketball. Delta with some 2-2-1 zone pressure now. Fruta's trying to work it up the court, and it's going to go out of bounds. That's a turnover back to the Panthers. Bynum takes the Doughty Steel Machine inbound in the backcourt. Gets the screen from Bear, and they're going to call a foul on Delta. Who are they going to call it on? It's going to be on Brendan Bear, his first. I'm not sure. They call a block. I didn't see it as he was setting up the screen, but regardless, that might have been a travel, and it wasn't called. Fouling said, over to Johnson, around to Reed. Now they try to work it inside. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Bear working on Thomason there. Doughty Steel Machine inbound for the Wildcats. Goes to Holland said it's no good, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Bynum looking for the screen. Now, we'll dish to Workman. Workman out to Goff. Goff at the top of the key. Bullet past the Workman underneath. Can't get it to go. Workman bats the loose ball back. Unfortunately, Fruta's going to come up with it. And in transition, Johnson gets the easy bucket. 4 minutes left in the half, and Fruta leads 34-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum. Looking for the runner in the lane. Can't get it to go. Fruta comes up with the rebound. They work it inside now, underneath. Label shot going to be knocked out of bounds by Sprout. Also, substitutions as all the starters will be back into the game. Doughty Steel Machine inbound goes to Hollingshead. Top of the key. A&M creates the two ball, no good. Clay comes up with the rebound. Clay, he'll stop and go. Sprout in the right corner. Sprout now in the lane. Jump stop, slips, and he'll be called for the travel. Three and a half left in the first half. As Reed tries to split the defender, kicks it back out. Holland said, backs up toward midcourt. Over to Johnson. Johnson. Long pass to Holland said, now Reed at the top. May have traveled, not called. Kick out to Johnson. And Tracy's free ball is good. Play with the ball for the Panthers. Dishes to Gustin. Gustin tries to kick it out to Sprout. And a foul.
Going to be called on Johnson, I believe.
That'll be actually on Reed. That's his first. Inbound goes to Clay. Now Sprout. They work around the perimeter. Ends up in Johnson's hand in the left corner. And Tracy's free ball. No good. Completely missed on that one. Going to be Label at the top of the key. And in Tracy's free ball. No good. Rebound by Thomason. And the putback is good. Fruta continues to extend its lead here. With 2.5 left in the first half. Gustine. Looking to make something happen. Kicks it out to Sprout. Sprout has it poked away, but he'll get it back. Sprout. Whistle blows and a foul is going to be called. Just ought to put Sprout into the line for 1-1. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Sudeikis at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Sprouty makes the first. Can't get the second. And we're going to have a foul call on Delta. And that'll put Fruta in the double bonus. That foul called on Easton Bear. So... Food of the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. That'll be Daniel Thomason. Thomason makes the first. And the second. It's 41-17. Fruit on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Delta Cabinet Company's timeout by Delta. And we will take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Mark Tanner back with you in the Panther net. 2:19 left in the first half. Fruta with a sizable lead at 41-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delta will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Daddy Steel Machine inbound goes to Gustin and then back to Clay. Clay will get the screen from Bear. Bear goes, cuts to the hoop immediately, and there's the lay-in. Beeson's first 2 points of the game, speaking of 2 minutes left in the first half, as Bear is going to force the loose ball, and officials will say it goes out of bounds off of Delta. Inbound to Reed. They work it inside to Thomason. Back out to Johnson. A&M creates the three ball. No good. Rebound. They kick it back out to Johnson. Now he'll drive baseline. This one's going to go to Hollingshead. A&M creates the three ball. And the right elbow. No good. And a rebound by Fruta. So a third possession here. Work it around. Johnson. A&M creates the three ball from the right side. Again with the rebound is Fruta and Label finally with the putback. Less than 90 seconds here in the first half. Johnson. So Gossing, looking to drive. Gossing, crossover in the lane. Runner is no good. And Fruta will come up with the rebound. Hollingshead, the read, back to Hollingshead. Hollingshead, long pass cross court to Johnson. Back to Reed at the top, over to Hollingshead, spots up, and in creation, three ball is good. 49 seconds left in the half. Fruta leads 46-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Play to Johnson. Johnson to Sprout, right corner. Try to go underneath to Johnson, just shouldn't set far enough. Brad Mason, what is one substitution for the Wildcats? Cardoza, Hines, and Flores back into the game. Runner no good by Delta. Fruta with the rebound up ahead. And that should be a technical for hanging on the rim. Actually, it probably shouldn't, but officials are going to discuss it. The shot went in. We'll see what the officials call here. They're going to say no basket. And Clay will be called for the foul. So no basket because of the hanging on the rim, but Clay going to be called for his second foul. Reed going to rattle that one in and out. No good. 26 seconds left in the half. Fruta leads 46-19. Make it 47. Clay to bring it up to the Panthers. Clay. This is Sprout. Sprout in the lane. Jump stop. Turnaround jumper. No good. And now in transition, Fruta. Hines has his shot blocked, but Reed has the putback. 1 second left. Shot's no good, and some equipment at the top of, I think that might be a light at the top of taken out by the shot at the buzzer. So a 30-point advantage at the half for the Wildcats, 49-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, and I can see Earl's head coach Cal Cotter making his way over. So we'll get a chat with him in just a few minutes. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Chaco Sharing is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Helmy Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HelmanMotorJoe.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Welcome back to halftime here in the Panthers Dennis Upper High School. I'm Mark Tanner. Fruta leads this boys game 49-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I'm joined by girls head coach Kyle Crowder. And Kyle, great win tonight. Congratulations on that. Avenged the loss from earlier tonight. But more importantly, I think we saw exactly what Erica Kuda brings to this basketball game. She kind of took the game over and kind of became a boss out there on the court down the stretch.
She did, you know, and she's just so big and strong that she can make those rebounds in tough situations with a lot of contact. She comes up strong, is a good finisher from the free throw line, so down the stretch, though, she's really big for us.
So you had some other girls contribute as well. Aubrey Frazier did a good job, and Taylor Summers, again, coming off the bench, kind of your sixth woman there. How important has she been to your club this season?
You know, all those girls are coming in and doing a great job, you know. Not always the points, but, you know, being able to contribute with assists and rebounds and just playing solid defense all the way around. You know, it's just been huge, you know, kind of start of the season. We didn't know exactly who was going to be our lineup. And just kind of how it's kind of evolved, we're starting to see those kids taking those roles. And, you know, we've shortened our subbing a little bit the last few games. And we can go 8 deep still, you know, and we went 9-9. We got 2.5 off the bench, and she gave us some quality minutes. So we got a lot of girls that are contributing in a lot of ways.
Definitely a lot of improvement from the beginning of the season. You know, you mentioned Breezy and even Kylie coming along. And I think, you know, you and I talked about this. Those blowout games earlier this season where they were getting some of those minutes, I think it's starting to show here down the stretch.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely growing up as a team. You know, we're starting to learn situations. And we got a lot of kids that are just coming up big for us when we need them to. You know, whether it's getting a rebound or getting a defensive stop or, you know, even just a real good box out that allows us to rebound. There's just a lot of good things happening. I'm kind of excited to see every week seems like we're getting better, and I know that playoff time we're going to be ready.
So you've got Palisade coming up on Thursday. You know, Palisade always been kind of a rivalry with Delta dating back to when we, you know, we're all in the same league together. What does it mean to your squad to play a game against Palisade?
You know, I'm not sure that they understand the old rivalry. I mean, most of those kids, you know, they don't think about that as a rival. But, you know, we're just kind of taking every game as a chance to get better, you know, and we came in this game saying it was not a must-win. This was a game that we felt like we could win, and we felt like it was going to give us good momentum, but win or lose, it wasn't going to determine our fate for the rest of the season. And, you know, just coming in with the approach that we've got to be ready, we got to be able to do things better than we did the first time. I think it's just showing a lot of maturity right now, especially with so many girls that are, you know, still relatively young and inexperienced at the Marching Company.
Well, it was a great win tonight. Congratulations again, and good luck on Thursday against Southwood. Great. Girls head basketball coach Kyle Crowder joining me here at halftime. We'll take another break and we'll come back with some first half stats for you. And you're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jenison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta K Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, Greenbank Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Mark Cantor here with you. As we wind down halftime, looking at some first half stats for you. Brendan Bear led the way with 8 points and 3 boards coming off the bench. Landon Clay, 6 points, a rebound, and an assist. Easton Bear had a couple of points, a rebound, and a couple of blocks. Braden Sprout had a single free throw and a steal. Ryland Bynum had a point and a rebound. And Trevor Johnson with a free throw and a couple of boards. So 30-point advantage for Fruta, 49-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And so, see what Delta can do coming out here in the second half. We will take another break, and when we come back, second half of this game, you're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Chaco's Deli is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Delta Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Mark Cantor back with you in the Panther Den at Delta High School. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trust State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Fruta with the basketball first here in the second half. Runner down the baseline, so good, but the putback by Fruta is, and they extend their lead. Delta moving left to right, Fruta right to left. They work it inside the lane to Johnson, and Tucker now has 3 on the evening. And that's going to be a steal by Braden Sprout. Braden, bounce pass to Gosseen, and Delta with 4 points now to start the second half of play. First points for Johnny here tonight. 51-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Johnson, paint in creation, 3 ball deep on the right side, loose ball. It's going to go into the hands of Hollingshead. And now to Lively. They try to work it in the paint. Now it's going to come back out. It's going to be Lively at the top. Now they kick it out to Hollingshead. 15-footer is good. Clay brings it up for the Panthers. Over to the right side, Sprout and Inspiration. 3 ball no good. Rebound Fruta. Lively to Johnson. Now Hollingshead. Back to Johnson. They go underneath to Label. Easy bucket. Clay across the time stripe. In addition to Sprout. Sprout going to have it poked away, but Gosseen comes up with it. Johnny G tries to split the double team. Kicks it out to Clay. This one is going to go out of bounds as Clay's trying to work it underneath to Sprout. Johnson with the Dowdy steel machine inbound. Goes to Bear on the right side. Now Clay now in the paint. Johnson, short baby hook, gets the roll. Tucker with 5. Shot no good by Fruta, but they get the rebound. Back out to Lively. Going to run the lane. It's no good. And Montes, or excuse me, Fruta again going to get the rebound. Steal by Gostin. Gostin. Some Euro step action, and Johnny G with four. Fruta. It's going to be Max spots up for Nate and Jason's three ball. No good. Rebound Easton Bears. Clay to Gostin. Steps up. And in creation, three ball. Johnny G with seven now. It's 55-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to get a full line change for the Wildcats. Clay comes up with the steal. Sprout from the right side. Finger roll in the lane. Can't get it to go. Easton Bear comes up with the rebound. And the paint shot is blocked. Fruta will get the ball back the other direction. Johnson stops and pops from the top of the key. And in creation, three ball, no good. And Bear with the rebound. Foul going to be called on Matt. That's his first. And like I said, full line change for the Wildcats on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Gossin spots up again. Shot was no good. In the paint. Runner no good. Loose ball. Delta comes up with it. Gossin. To Clay. Clay. In the paint. Throws up a wild shot. Should be Delta ball with the way it went out of bounds. It was blocked. Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Wildcats. I didn't mention it at halftime, but halftime was sponsored also by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. The interview at halftime with Coach Kyle Crowder was brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-line appliances for over 72 years. 50 Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's a go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. .406 left in the third quarter. Fruta leads 55-30. Gustine driving the lane, gets the play in. Johnny G with nine. Reed, top of the key. This is for Flores, back out to Reed. Reed inside to Thomason. Jumper no good. Put back no good by Fruta, and a foul going to be called. Foul's going to be called on Johnson. Hines will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West, combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So Hines misses the first. And the second, fight for the rebound, and Clay's going to come up with it. Lando will bring it up. Gets it over to Bynum. Bynum to Clay. Clay dishes to Goff. Goff inside the Bear. Brendan this time out to Gossin. Gossin on the left side in the lane. Kicks it out to Clay. And in creation, three ball no good and over the back of the backboard. around the perimeter. Now they work it inside the screw. They kick it back out to Flores. That was a travel. Instead, he'll drain the in and create the three ball. 2:55 left in the third. Fruta leads 58-32. Gustine dishes to Bynum. Bynum in the lane. Out to Goff. Goff inside the bear. Brendan with the hook. Can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Sister Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. You were pre-owned if you use a shop save and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Wholesale substitutions for the Wildcats, Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Looks like most of their starters will check back into the game. Brendan gets both of his free throws. He's got 10 unofficially in the contest. Some zone pressure from Delta. Johnson with the basketball. Kicks it out the label now to Hollingshead at the top. He's directing some traffic there. They work it around to Reed on the left side to Johnson. And in creation's three ball, no good. Rebound, Brendan Bear. Brendan with five boards unofficially tonight. Clay stops, pops, and in creation's three ball from the top of the key. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Fruta up ahead. Lay in by Thomas is no good, completely whiffed. Clay into Bear. Brendan in traffic, and they'll call him for the travel. Fruta Wildcat had a hold of Brendan's arm, and no foul call. 1:40 left in the third. Johnson over to Reed. Into Hollingshead, out to Johnson. Johnson on the left side, drives baseline. Shot no good, but he will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Joe Rosales into the game. Johnson made the first, missed the second. Clay. Inside the Bear. Bear. Turns. Shot no good. Rebound Fruta. And a foul going to be called underneath. Going to go on Rosales. Connor Workman comes in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Lucas Weaver will be in for the Wildcats. Weaver brings the ball up. He'll be at the top of the key. Gets it inside. Now they kick it out to Johnson. Now Weaver back at the top. Over to Hollingshead. Hollingshead back to Weaver. They work it inside to Thomason. Steal made by Clay. Clay up ahead to Workman. And the bucket's good. And the foul looks like away from the ball. Back on the other end by Delta. It'll be the 14th foul on Delta, third foul individually on Clay. And Diego Gutierrez checks into the game for the first time tonight. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. This ball poked away. Workman comes up with it. Workman one-on-one has it stolen by Johnson. And Johnson gives it away to Goff. Now Workman up to Bynum. Shot no good. Rebound. Fruta back on the other end in transition. And Hollingshead gets to go. 61-36 Frito on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 15 seconds left in the third. Bynum in the lane as it poked away out of bounds. Delta maintains possession. Delta on the perimeter, quickly into the right corner, and Bynum. Bynum in the lane. Can't get the shot to go, but he's going to go to the line for two, dragging Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. It'll be the second foul called on Label. First one from Ryland, no good. Second good. So Ryland with a couple of points tonight. 3 seconds left. Johnson takes a wild A&M creation. I mean, three ball. And combine them at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. So at the end of four, Fruita lead 61-37 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. South Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Delta will have the basketball to start this final stanza. It's going to be Rosales, Workman, Gutierrez, Goff, and Bynum on the floor for the Panthers. Bynum has the ball, brings it across half court. Bynum tries to get it inside, loses the handle, but Gutierrez comes up with it. Now Workman at the top, over to Rosales. Rosales back to Workman. Workman backs up toward midcourt, gets a screen. Now he's going to dish it to Gutierrez. Gutierrez in the lane. Finger roll, no good. Rebound, Goff gets the put back. Two-two-one zone pressure from the Panthers now. Fruita breaks it. They get it up ahead. And then Goff with the foul on Hollingshead. That'll be Hunter's second. It'll be the 15th foul on Delta. Fruita's got three. Long inbound to Hollingshead on the left side. Hollingshead to Lively. Lively over to Johnson. Long pass back to Hollingshead. And in creation, three ball from the left side. And it's good. 64-39, Fruita on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gutierrez back to Bynum. Bynum looking for the screen. Now he'll drive the lane. Runners good high off the glass. Fruita working to get it across the timeline. They do. That's Lively. Over to Hollingshead. Now back to Lively. Lively to Hollingshead. Back to Lively. Now Johnson. They try to work it inside. Knocked away by Gutierrez. But Hollingshead will get it back and get the lay-in. He'll go to the line for the and one. Third foul called on Goff. And the and one is good. 67-41 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6.5 left in the game. Bynum switches hands. Runner in the lane. Good. Long pass up the court to Johnson. Excuse me, that's Hollingshead. Hollingshead on the right side.
give it to Lively. Lively back to Hollingshead. Now Lively around to Johnson on the left side. Lob pass in to Label. Back out to Johnson. Johnson moves to his right. Now swings it over to Hollingshead. Annie creates his three ball. Foul away from the ball. I'm not sure they're counting the basket. Hunter picked up his fourth foul there. And now a discussion by the officials. Does look like that shot counted. So 70-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And now Label the line for 1-1 after the foul. The Wildcats are in the bonus. .71-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Second one's no good. Easton Bear with the rebound. He'll give it to Bynum, who brings it up. Bynum. Not about a three, but now he'll take it. Aiden Grayson's three ball by Bynum. Rebound Fruta. Collins head up ahead to Mack. This pass to Johnson. Johnson tips it to Label. And then to Mack. And a foul on... Looks like it's going to be on Connor Workman, and we'll get some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions now. As looks like Gossine and Clay are back on the court, as well as Johnson. Front end of the 1-1 is good by Mack. Back end good as well. 30-point advantage again for the Wildcats, 73-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay, Gustin, kicks it out to Bynum. Bynum now in the lane, off the glass, can't get it to go. Bynum going to track down his own rebound. And they're going to call a travel with tons of contact down at the baseline on Bynum. So a turnover. 2-2-1 zone pressure now. As Lively tries to get it up the court. He's going to go now underneath to Label. Good off the glass. Bynum in the lane. Kicks it out to Bear. Bear now drives the lane. He'll get the runner to go. Easton with four. Mack. To Hollingshead. Excuse me, that's Lively. Lively to Mack. Mack in the paint. Finger roll good off the glass. 77-45 through down the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Play inside to Bear. Bear backs his way in. And Easton will go to the line for two. He's fouled on the shot. Foul going to be called on Label. That's his third. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your job done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Easton misses the first, makes the second. 2-1-2 pressure now from Delta. Fruta able to get it across. We're going to get wholesale substitutions here from Fruta in just a second. As Bear comes flying in and fouls Label, who's going to go to the line for 1-1. To Easton second. Looks like we're going to get The starters are going to have a seat with 4:01 left in the game. Label misses it. Johnson with the rebound. Clay. To Gustine. Gustine in the lane. Back out to Clay. Now Johnson. He'll spot up for an inning creation three ball and whiff. Came up short. Reed. Over to Hines. Hines. Looking to drive. Now back to Flores. Flores. As this pass knocked out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motor Sports substitution. Thomason back into the game. For the Wildcats. A little more than 3.5 left here in the game. And through the lead, 77-46 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Flores. Out to Reed. Reed at the top. Reed. Long pass to the left corner, and Thomas now back around the perimeter. Flores is going to drive, going to lose it. Gustine comes up with a loose ball. Gustine, long pass to Bynum, and increases the three ball from the right corner. Good. Bynum now with 9. Inside, outside. Now Reed with the basketball. Over to Flores, now inside to Thomason, and they're going to call a foul on Clay. That's going to be Lando's fourth. 2:44 left in the game. Thomason to the line for 2 as his team is in the bonus. Double bonus, excuse me. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been family and locally owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. The Thomason misses them both. Ball's going to roll out of bounds and Delta will have it. Find them to bring it up for the Panthers. Find him in the lane. Now goes underneath to Bear. And Brendan's got 12. Delta with the steal. And find him will bring it back. Find him in the lane. Can't get the runner, but he's going to go to the line for 2. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Bynum, this is the first. Gets the second. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. But Gutierrez is back into the game for Delta. 2-1-2 zone here as Fruta able to work it up. Flores. Over to Weaver, and then creation three ball, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and a should be a taco time jump ball, or are they going to call a foul here? They're going to call a foul on Brendan Bear, who had the ball in his hand. .155 left in the game, and Fruit is not even standing in the lane. Flores misses the front end, or the first of 2, excuse me. Fruit up 78-53 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So what Fruit is saying is they're going to concede any rebound on this. Flores will make the second one, though. Rosales Pitches to Gutierrez. Gutierrez in the lane. Back out to Rosales. Rosales tries to get it inside, and they're going to call a kicking foul on Fruta. Grand Mesa Motorsport substitutions. Jack Carica and Max Orchard into the game for the Wildcats, as is Nick Husky. Actually, Husky going to be called back. Rosales to Gutierrez. Gutierrez now driving the lane. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. One dribble. Can't get that one to go. Rebound. Brendan Bear and the putback. Beaver now over to Husky in the corner. Now underneath, now back out, now around to Weaver, now Husky in the left corner. Now they work it inside, now to Husky in the left elbow. Weaver around to Hines, now over into the right corner in Orchard. Loose ball, Bear comes up with it, less than 60 seconds of the game. Rosales. That ball batted up in the air and out of bounds. Delta will have possession. A little less than 50 seconds left in the game. Through the lead 79-55 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Scouting steel machine inbound goes to Rosales. Rosales in the lane, kicks it out to Goff. Now Workman. They work it inside to Bear. Brendan off the glass. No good. He'll go to the line for two. Striking Tusky Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Brendan since the first. And the second. Two-one-two pressure and pressure now as Fruta gets it back on their side of the court. 30 seconds. Husky over to Hines. Hines in the lane dishes it out to Orchard. Orchard going to be fouled by Rosales. That'll be the second on Job. Send Orchard to the line for two. A couple of Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. He gets the first. And, nope. And they're going to call lane violation on Orchard. So, shot will not count. 80-57 Fruta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 13 seconds. Gutierrez has the shot blocked. No. And out of bounds, it'll be Delta ball. Thought they were going to call a foul there for a second, but instead, Joseph Gutierrez, jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. And are they going to get Connor for the foul? They are. Workman fighting for that rebound. Going to send Weaver to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws with 4.3 seconds left. First one good from Weaver. Second one is not. Brendan Bear with the rebound. Gutierrez at the buzzer, can't get it to go. So that's how the game's going to end. Fruta's going to win 81-57 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Player of the game is going to be Brendan Bear. Brendan with 16 points unofficially, 7 boards. Rylan Bynum had 10 points tonight, a couple of boards and an assist. Johnny Gustin, 9 points, an assist and a steal.
5 points and 3 boards for Tucker Johnson, and Kubera 4 points and 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Hunter Goff a couple of points, a rebound, and a block. Connor Workman a couple of points tonight. Braden Stroud a single point, a single assist, and a single steal. So once again, Panthers back in the Panther Den Thursday senior night. They'll host Palisade. I'll be streaming a little before the girls tip at 6. Once again, the final score of tonight's boys game, 3-81, Delta 57. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.